You're listening to 88.9 FM in HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. This Sunday, December 1st, is the 25th annual World AIDS Day. It's a day to raise awareness about the threat of the HIV/AIDS virus and to show support for those living with the virus. It's also a day to celebrate how far we've come in the fight against spreading HIV and AIDS. For those of us who live in or near St. Lucie County, it's a very significant day. That's because just 7 years ago, St. Lucie County faced a devastating epidemic.
In 2006, the state of Florida Department of Health released a report entitled Silence is Death. This report revealed that in St. Lucie County, we were number one in the community for HIV/AIDS in the black community, and 1 in 35 blacks were infected with the disease. That really sent the community into a tailspin.
Dawn Jones is the HIV/AIDS Program Director for Area 15, which includes St. Lucie, Martin, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties.
Currently, we have decreased our death rates by 54%, so we've made a lot of progress in fighting this disease and joining forces with the community and other community-based organizations.
One such organization is the Positive Mind and Body Support Group Network. Director Eric Martinez founded the group with coordinator Leanne Jennison with the intention of helping those who are HIV positive to receive the support and the resources they need and to shed light on the issue to keep others from getting infected. Martinez and Jennison have each been living with the virus for over 20 years. Despite the negative aspects of this dilemma, Martinez recognizes some of the upsides.
Treatment in this area has gotten better as time has gone by because, of course, medications have gotten better.
However, Martinez says that treatment goes beyond medicine.
We have found that we have to spend time with these clients to understand what they're going through. It's not just taking those medications. It's the social, economics, barriers that are in the system and within the society, which contributes to what stigma is all about. We address those issues, educate them. We make sure they understand the diversities that they're facing.
On top of one-on-one counseling for those who are HIV positive, Jennison stresses the importance of teaching those who are HIV negative about the risky nature of the virus in order to keep it contained.
Silence spreads the disease, period. Period. Okay. Silence is deadly. And education is the remedy for that.
Though HIV/AIDS statistics have decreased dramatically in our area, Dawn Jones still sees room for improvement.
You still have some people that refuse to talk about sex. You can't talk about HIV and AIDS unless you talk about sex or other STDs for that matter.
Besides education, knowing your status is essential to protect yourself and to keep the virus from spreading within our community. Jones says everyone who engages in risky behavior, whether it's sex or drugs, should be tested. Even senior citizens who are sexually active should be tested. There are different ways to do this.
We have a couple of methods. We have what's called the rapid test. That's where you get your results in 15 minutes. We also do blood tests. That's where you have a venipuncture and we send it out to the lab for testing. And then there's the OraSure, which we stick a swab in your mouth to collect oral fluids from in between your cheek and gums and tissue and what have you.
If you want to get tested for HIV and AIDS, you can go to the St. Lucie County Health Department for free testing. If you live in Martin County, the Martin County Health Department will provide free HIV rapid testing on December 2nd. Testing is confidential. Plus, home testing kits are also available at many local pharmacies. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.